All right, I'm speaking with Democratic presidential candidate and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Senator, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Andy.
Senator, I think the big question on everybody's mind going into the Ohio primary in the coming week is this is a state that's been very pro-Hillary Clinton in the past. She beat then-candidate Barack Obama in 2008. So what's the key to doing what then-Senator Obama couldn't do 8 years ago and beat Hillary Clinton here in Ohio?
Well, I think it's raising the issues that are of importance to the middle class and working families of Ohio. And that is the fact that we have to end the collapse of the American middle class and massive income and wealth inequality in America, by which we have an economy in which almost all new income and wealth is going to the top 1%, while the ordinary person in Ohio or Vermont or anyplace else is working longer hours for low wages. And that means talking about the differences between Secretary Clinton and myself on trade issues. These disastrous trade agreements, NAFTA, CAFTA, permanent normal trade relations with China and many others, have resulted in corporations in Ohio, in Michigan, throughout this country, shutting down, moving to low-wage countries, throwing American workers out on the street by the millions. We've lost millions of decent-paying jobs. Hillary Clinton has supported virtually all of these trade agreements. I have opposed all of these trade agreements. I will demand, as president, that corporate America start investing in the United States of America, not just China, not just Mexico. That is a key difference, and I will talk about that a whole lot in Ohio.
Is that something that you think will resonate with Ohio voters? Do you think that's on a lot of people's minds, these trade deals that impact national jobs?
Absolutely. Look, when you see factories shut down, communities decimated, when you see people who used to be making middle-class wages now working at McDonald's or Burger King for starvation wages, yeah, I do believe that will impact the people of Ohio. And the other issue is the need to create decent-paying jobs. Look, I just was in Flint, Michigan the other day, and the crisis in Flint, while it is extreme, exists to some degree in dozens and dozens of communities all over America. We have a crumbling infrastructure, our water systems, our wastewater plants, our roads, our bridges. In my state, we have many bridges that are in terrible disrepair. We have got to invest in rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure. When we do that, we create 13 million jobs. That's my plan. I think the people of Ohio understand that real unemployment is much too high. Youth unemployment is much too high. We need to create jobs. Rebuilding our infrastructure is an important thing. And the other thing that all across this country people feel strongly about is that young people are having a harder and harder time going to college, and many of them are leaving school deeply, deeply in debt. And I believe that in the year 2016, when we talk about public education, not good enough just to talk about first grade through 12th grade, we must make public colleges and universities tuition-free and substantially reduce student debt. And that is an issue that is resonating across this country.
And you mentioned job creation, and especially for the middle class. Something in Ohio, a big growing industry here, is the oil and gas industry, especially through fracking. Now, you said in the debate that you are against fracking. Wouldn't that force people to lose jobs here in Ohio if you crack down on fracking?
Look, fracking is having a very, very negative impact on our water systems all across this country. And that's just a fact. And I think in years to come, you're going to see more and more attention paid on whether we have enough water. California, as you know, they've had to make major cutbacks in their utilization of water and the quality of the water that we have. So this is a major environmental crisis. And you're right, I do believe we have got to stop fracking. And then let me tell you something else. Not everybody may agree with me, but I am a member of the Senate Environmental Committee. I've talked to scientists all over this country and all over the world. Climate change is real. And climate change is already doing devastating problems, causing devastating problems to our country and the world. And we are going to have to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy. You want to talk about jobs? We can create millions of jobs by creating a sustainable energy system which is not polluting the environment, and that's what I intend to do. So, yes, I am opposed to fracking.
In the past couple of elections, especially the latest U.S. Senate race, the issue of the auto bailout became a big focal point, and it seems like that's coming back again with your race against Hillary Clinton. What do you want the people of Ohio to know about your votes when it came to the auto bailout?
Well, if you look at what some of the what they call fact checkers are determining, is what Hillary Clinton said is just not true. It's just not true. I have one of the strongest pro-worker voting records in the United States Congress, far stronger record than Hillary Clinton has ever had. And the idea that I would be voting against the automobile workers or the millions of jobs that would have been lost if the automobile industry went under is preposterous. There was one vote in the United States Senate on the automobile bailout, and I, of course, voted for it because I knew what it would mean to millions of workers throughout this country if the automobile industry went down. All that Hillary Clinton was saying yesterday is she voted to bail out Wall Street. That's what she did, and she did. I did not vote to bail out Wall Street. I did not think the middle class of this country should bail out the crooks on Wall Street. And what I proposed, and I lost it in an amendment, was that if there was going to be a bailout of Wall Street, the wealthiest people in this country should pay higher taxes for that bailout rather than working class people. But the idea that I do not support the automobile industry, which is so important, not only to the Midwest, but tangentially for millions of jobs throughout this country, including my own state of Vermont, is preposterous. And I think if you look at some of the fact checkers, that is what they are saying.
I think if you would throw that out to some people, the devil's advocate could say, well, it seems like that you were more against throwing money to Wall Street than adding money to the auto industry. What would you tell them?
No, that's not the case. I mean, if you look at the record, what the bailout was about was, in fact, bailing out Wall Street. There was very little discussion in that about at that point about the automobile industry. But I did vote. The one vote that took place regarding the automotive industry, obviously I voted for it. Unfortunately, we didn't get the 60 votes that we needed in the Senate.
Ohio has the sixth largest veterans population in the country, and I haven't heard a lot of candidates talk about what they would do to help veterans, both career-wise and healthcare-wise. What are your plans when it comes to helping veterans?
Well, for a start, you haven't heard it because media doesn't necessarily report it, but I do talk about it quite often. I am the former chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and I work to pass a $16 billion veterans health care legislation, the most significant piece of VA health care legislation passed in a very, very long time, which would bring more doctors and nurses and medical personnel into the VA, make it easier for veterans who are living a long distances away from VA facilities to get the medical care that they need, and also dealt with some other issues regarding education and new facilities. So I think I am very proud to have won the highest awards given by the American Legion, given by the Veterans of Foreign Wars. I consider myself to be a very, very strong advocate of the men and women who put their lives on the line to defend me. And if elected president, I will continue to be a very strong advocate of veterans. Veterans deserve the highest quality health care that we can provide them, and they deserve to get the benefits that are owed them in a timely manner.
There's a lot of delegates up for grabs in the coming week. The day of the Ohio primary, you also have Illinois and Florida voting. That day, is that make or break for you in your campaign?
No, there's no day, there's no state that's make or break. We got 50 states in this country. Each and every one of them are terribly important. I'm proud that we have now won 8 caucuses and primaries. In fact, the last few days, we won landslide victories in Nebraska, in Kansas, and in Maine. We had the highest voter turnouts ever recorded in caucuses in Kansas and in Maine. And we see real opportunities in the coming weeks and months in front of us to pick up a whole lot of delegates. So we're proud of the campaign we won. We have 50 states in this country. Each and every one of them is important. Ohio, obviously, has a whole lot of delegates, and we're going to work hard to win those delegates. We're proud that we have the support of former State Senator Nina Turner, who's going to help us very much in that state. We'll have a lot of labor support, environmental support, and we think we stand a very good chance to do quite well in Ohio.
I would love to talk to you more, a little bit more about renewable energy, green energy jobs. That's been a big thing here in Ohio. I wanted to get your thoughts on how can we, as a country and as a state, develop green energy jobs that can take over those fossil fuel jobs?
That's a very important question, and I'll tell you why. The scientific community is virtually unanimous that if we do not address the planetary crisis of climate change, and obviously we can't do it alone. We're going to have to work with China and India and Russia and countries all over the world. This is a planetary crisis, not just an American crisis. But they are telling us if we don't get our act together in a short period of time, you're going to see a lot more drought and floods and extreme weather disturbances in this country. So this is a major planetary crisis. I believe there is extraordinary opportunity in terms of moving aggressively to solar. Cost of solar is going way, way down. I've introduced legislation for 10 million solar panels. Wind in Iowa right now, they're getting 30-40% of their electricity from wind. We can be expanding that to many, many other parts of the country. Texas is doing very well. A lot of potential with geothermal. There's a lot of technology out there that is being developed right now, which can provide us with energy in a sustainable way and energy efficiency. So many buildings and homes all over America are wasting enormous amounts of energy. We can put people to work making our buildings much more energy efficient, our transportation system. We can create the state-of-the-art rail system in this country, taking trucks off the road. So we have just extraordinary opportunities to create millions of jobs and lead the world in transforming our energy system. What is lacking here is not knowledge. It is simply political will. We've got to tell the Republicans and the fossil fuel industry that climate change is real and they cannot continue to pretend that it is not.